Last year, after leaving the blockbuster Australian band Gang of Youths, Joji Malang set about creating his own record label. It's called Broth Records. Not Brock. Broth. The aim was to bring in a young, diverse roster of artists and create a supportive culture around them. And one of his first signees was none other than Meteor Infant, the musical alias of Gomeroi man Liam Keenan. And within the last few months, he's put out an amazing track. It's called Scarecrow. If all the technology works, he joins me on the line right now. Liam, can you hear me?
Ooh.
Liam, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I'd... Look, the control panel is... The phone looks like something from E.T. Literally, not in like a future technology sense, in a 1984 sense. Liam,
you can't
how's...
even phone home with that thing.
I can't phone home. No one would pick up. How is your lockdown going, Liam?
Look, it's not bad. Yeah, relatively speaking. Trying to work on music every day has been a nice silver lining.
I mean, are you doing the King Lear thing where, you know, that there was that thing going around the internet last year where it was like, well, you know, King Lear was written by Shakespeare during a lockdown, you know, just in case you're feeling like you want to relax or you want to try and survive a pandemic, like just a bit of pressure.
Oh, really? Was it actually?
Allegedly, I don't know. Allegedly, don't defame me. Don't sue me for defamation, Shakespeare. Or do. Yep. I mean, I don't know. If you've got a good lawyer, go for it. Liam, talk me through how you met Joji. How did you actually first meet?
A mutual friend put us in touch. A colleague of mine at the art gallery. Chachi had come in to do like a performance video at the gallery before. And my friend Jonathan just thought we'd be like a nice fit and we'd hit it off. And it really worked.
I mean, I've known you for a exceedingly long time. You've really been plugging away at making music for literally as long as I've known you. How has having the backing of a label changed your process at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a different kind of ecosystem, you know, to sort of navigate. But it's been really great to have just more layers of support, really. To have, you know, more people interested in my work and to kind of back and forth things with. So it's been really good and it's new, but I'm enjoying it.
It's really, really sick. Now, it's currently NAIDOC Week and the theme this year is Heal Country. How important is country to the music that you make?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a part of it and it's important to me. You know, personally, of course, it's all throughout, you know, a lot of my music, you know, not being on country at the moment, as you know, definitely plays into the songs, you know, a lot of them, particularly Scarecrow, the single, you know, is about, you know, longing for that connection to country and, you know, that distance between myself and back home, you know, where we grew up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, we're going to play Scarecrow in a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit more about the song? You know, you've said it's all about where we grew up. And for the listeners, we grew up, the two of us, we go way back to Armidale days. So tell us a bit more about Scarecrow.
Yeah, I mean, it was written, I think, like 2019. So I spent 2019 and then 2020 kind of arranging it and recording it. But just conceptually, it's definitely about a lot of memories growing up there, you know, like going on really long kind of road trips, visiting family, like all around the state and, you know, in other states. Just those kind of long drives just through the country, which I'm sure you have had a lot of in your time as well.
I mean, it is something you find yourself longing for, particularly under a lockdown circumstance, you know, the big open sky,
sure.
Driving up around the Gorge country. It's not what we're currently doing, but, you know, you just got to adapt to these things. Look, the song is really, really amazing, and I'm going to play it in a second for our lovely audience. However, I did want to, before I play it and let you go, I just wanted to ask, I know that... You are a big basketball fan. The NBA Finals is currently on. Do you have a prediction on the air that I can hold you to after this is all done?
Look, I mean, I think it's going to be Suns, but I kind of want it to be Bucks, but I know it's going to be Suns. as hard as that is, I think, you know, it's the refs' plan. You know, they've given it to CP. You know how it is.
So for listeners who don't know, this is the National Basketball Association in America. It's the Phoenix Suns against the Milwaukee Bucks. Diehard fan here, so of course I'm going to shoehorn it in. And Liam's going on the record saying Suns. How many games, Liam? Do you reckon it's going to be 5, 6? Is it going to be 4? Are they going to sweep them?
No, I think five
games.
Yeah.
Wow. Look, I mean, I don't want to say I teed up this entire interview just to kind of hold you to a prediction when we should be talking about your wonderful music, but maybe I did. Liam, thank you so much for joining me, for helping me christen my little run on the daily. I really appreciate you, man. Do you have any more music coming out in the near future for us?
Yeah, there's going to be another single off the EP in the next few months. So, yeah, definitely keep an eye out for that. But thanks so much, man.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Look, Liam Keenan there joining us. He's also known as Meteor Infant. You can find his work wherever you find all good music.